Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Ann McClain, Senior Producer for Concerts and Special Projects.
And we're here talking about the Library of Congress's in-person concert series. You know, it's not just the library, folks. They have live concerts as well. I want to overview it really quick before we go into the actual lineup. So, you know, how long has this concert series been around?
You know, we've been in business nearly 100 years. We're approaching our centennial. We've been hosting concerts since 1925.
Oh, wow.
The concert hall is a great acoustic space, and we have every kind of music. I think if you haven't been to the library, this is your time. And we are truly celebrating this spring, Jason, at the Library of Congress. We're thrilled and grateful to be back in our world-class concert hall, the Coolidge Auditorium, nestled in the center of the library's magnificent Thomas Jefferson Building. This month, we've been reopening our concert series with a run of terrific events and a broad vista of the American musical landscape. Over the past few days, we've had two Latin jazz masters, dazzling pianists Pablo Ziegler and Roberto Fonseca, plus violinist Johnny Gandelsman. And if you miss these, we'll be webcasting their concerts during the summer. So that's a great hook to keep you looking at our website, www.loc.gov/concerts. Coming up this week, we have Flutronics, Saturday, May 21. They're an extraordinary duo of performer-composers, really galvanizing flutists with a unique electroacoustic blend, classical music, hip-hop, and vocals. They're already admired for their work with ensembles like Eighth Blackbird, and now each artist is coming into a huge spotlight on her own. Natalie Joachim's Women of Haiti is being performed in major halls around the nation, and Allison Loggins Hall was chosen as one of the Washington Post's 22 to watch in 22. And both are receiving commissions from major organizations like the Cincinnati Symphony and the Cleveland Orchestra. It's really touching for us to present this concert with Flutronics because at the outset of the pandemic, the most widely shared commission in our Boccaccio project was Allison's piece Have and Hold, performed by Natalie. It had a tremendous reach on social media and was featured by NPR and other media outlets. And now, as the pandemic recedes, it's so gratifying to have them here in person this week for a mini residency. They'll play music by Steve Reich and give the world premiere of a work by Anna Klein. And they're also performing their own compositions, works that comment on profound issues of community, culture, and social justice. And for flute lovers out there, Flutronics is also taking a deep dive into our Dayton C. Miller collection. We have nearly 1,700 flutes and other woodwind instruments. It's the world's largest collection of its kind. Their visit is something else you'll be able to view on our website in a few weeks, along with their performance. Our multimedia group is going to capture a video walkthrough with Allison and Natalie exploring the collection. They'll be seeing gold and jade flutes, really rare and beautiful glass flutes, Native American flutes, ocarinas, Frederick the Great's personal flute, and many, many more. Dayton C. Miller, that's the name of the collection, truly a treasure trove. And again, you'll be able to see that video on our website.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's Flutronics. And then I know you have a couple virtual things on Monday, May 23rd and Tuesday, May 24th. Tell me about those.
You know, we have a big ongoing virtual presence, and coming up, we will have a special series honoring composers, rediscovered voices of composers suppressed during the Nazi regime in Europe. So we have the Arc Ensemble, we have James Conlin, the conductor of the LA Opera, who's doing a special series with us, Ziering Conlin Initiative for Recovered Voices. We're having a chamber orchestra perform Franz Schreker's Kammer Symphony, and students from the Colburn School will be doing works by other people who we are just beginning to reclaim now for their rightful place. We have a beautiful program on Wanda Landowska, a pioneering figure in early music, a harpsichordist, and the story of her two harpsichords made by the Pleyel Company that were looted by Nazis outside Paris and at her home in a suburb outside Paris. Those instruments now found their way to the library. So we'll be using one of them in a performance on May 25 with a whole panel discussing her collection and some rare, never heard before compositions of her own.
Wow, that's going to be powerful. Wow, cool.
You know, One other comment about virtual events. If you're into jazz, you can see two great virtual lectures. One on Louis Armstrong as a kid in New Orleans, the music he listened to that influenced him, by Ricky Riccardi, who just won the Grammy for liner notes. So all throughout the spring, we'll be putting up new virtual content you can access on our website.
Fantastic. And then that takes us through May. And so moving into June, who do we have on June 2nd?
We have the world premiere of a piece that's commissioned by the Library's Just Fund, the Mivos Quartet, known for fierce explorations. That's the media term that you hear for them, fierce. They are an extraordinary quartet. They'll be playing four of our famous Stradivari instruments June 2nd. Very old instruments and very brand new music. That's their focus. They'll be premiering a work by a Washington, D.C. native, Jeffrey Mumford, who'll be with us for a pre-concert talk that evening. And if you've wondered about what's the mystique about Strads, you really need to come down and experience them in our very intimate hall that evening. Looking ahead for a moment to next season, that's going to be one of our themes when we come back in October, the best sound in town. So we'll be talking again to promote all that later. But for June, we also have another world premiere. The Ritz Players will be giving a lushly romantic concert. Debussy and Ravel, two well-loved works that feature the longtime harpist from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Ann Hobson Pilot. This Pilot is pioneering African-American artists in the orchestra world. You'll also hear music, including a new commission from James Lee III,
And that's part of the Rich Chambers Players on Saturday, June 4th.
Saturday, June 4th.
Awesome. And then I guess rounding it out, we have on June 16th, we have Ranky Tanky. Love that name. It's a Grammy winning quintet. Tell me about them.
They are irresistible. They're wonderful. Ranky Tanky is part of a new terrific Thursday night series live at the library. You can come down each Thursday evening to enjoy free exhibits, events, and just the sheer pleasure of the glorious architecture of the Jefferson Building. For the Juneteenth holiday, our music division team is going to be collaborating with the Library's American Folklife Center in presenting this chart-topping, Grammy-winning ensemble. They have a style that combines jazz, funk, and gospel influences, layered on traditional music from the Gullah people, who are descendants of enslaved West Africans whose culture remains very vibrant today in Georgia and the Southeastern Sea Islands. So these artists are from South Carolina, and they are truly hot. You have to come down and see them.
Awesome. I love it. Well, it sounds like a great lineup. I guess in closing, maybe speak to some listeners who haven't been down and haven't seen, the beautiful music hall that you perform in. Tell them, dote on the space a little bit.
The hall is famous around the world for extremely intimate, gorgeous, close-up and personal sound. If you like acoustic music, this is your heaven. But for any kind of music, it has steeply rigged seats. It's only a 500-seat hall. It's just a beautiful experience to hear music in the Coolidge. And I think if you once come, you're going to be hooked. This is it's a very special experience. And about the library for the Thursday Night Live events, I wanted to say, a lot of people have been to the library on a tour or as a school group kid, and probably quite a few people have thought, wouldn't it be great to have the chance to go back and experience the library and really take my time and look at everything at my own pace? Well, now you can do exactly that. On these Live at the Library evenings, you can thoroughly take in exhibits like Thomas Jefferson's Private Library, an upcoming exhibit later this month on the Lincoln Memorial Centennial that will include his inaugural address and the Gettysburg Address. Photography buffs can check out Not an Ostrich, a fascinating exhibit on photography from the earliest 19th century images to digital printing. And where else can you have the chance to have a happy hour drink and a snack in the great hall of one of the world's most beautiful buildings?
You really can't beat it. Everybody, again, it is the in-person performances at the Library of Congress now and all through May and all through into June. So head on over to loc.gov to see the full lineup. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.